Movie star Kerry Washington disappears so completely into her roles that it's gonna take you a minute to recognize her voice.
He has always been like this. He just chose not to show you until now.
So I'll put up with some terrible stuff. And maybe that makes me part to blame, but I ain't scared no more.
You know I love you. I love you and those boys more than anything in this world.
No, that's a damn lie, and you know it!
I can sort of tell what film someone's going to reference when they're approaching me. You know, like adolescent boys, it's always going to be Fantastic Four. When a European approaches me, it's usually going to be Last King of Scotland. Older women in their 60s or 70s, it's always Ray. So I can kind of tell girls in their 20s and 30s always save The Last Dance. I can foresee what the film is going to be when somebody's walking up to me.
Soon, people might walk up to Kerry Washington after seeing her on TV. She stars in a new network drama called Scandal that premieres tonight. Her character, Olivia Pope, is a crisis manager for powerful DC clients. And with the backdrop of Washington, peeks into the Oval Office, and a whole lot of fast talking, it's only inevitable that Scandal will be compared to the great DC drama that came before, The West Wing.
Oh, boy. It's sort of impossible to avoid that reference. And we even have Josh Molina, who was a cast member on West Wing. He appears on our show as well in every episode, which I always think is great because it sort of provides a little secret DC credibility. But our show's different because I think in the way that all of Shonda Rhimes' shows are sort of about the environment, but not really. You know, the show is about Washington. It is about crisis management, but it's mostly about people.
You mentioned Shonda Rhimes. Shonda Rhimes is the executive producer of the program, and she's best known for Grey's Anatomy, but also has shows like Private Practice. And she's really great at coming up with these big multicultural casts and doing these kind of amazing evening dramas. And this one is based on the real-life crisis manager Judy Smith. She was a deputy press secretary for George H.W. Bush, who later became a big-time crisis consultant. She worked with Monica Lewinsky. She worked with Idaho Senator Larry Craig. How closely did you study with Judy Smith? I mean, did you call her? What did you learn from her?
I'm one of these actors who's kind of addicted to research. So Judy gave me her phone number early on. And I think it sometimes may have regretted it because I've called her at all kinds of hours. But also she's been present in the writer's room. And what the writers have done is said, you know, let's come up with an incredible problem that seems like it cannot be solved. And then let's call Judy and ask her what she would do.
And your character is called, her name is Olivia Pope, and we have a clip here I want to play, which gives sort of a good idea of what she's like. She's doing a favor for the president, and she approaches a woman, a staffer of his, who's claiming to have had an affair.
He gave me this dog.
See, it's those kind of lies that could hurt you if you said them to other people, people not as nice as me. I'll give you some free advice. Hand in your resignation, then pack up your dog and your things, get in your car and go. Find a small city, Minneapolis maybe, or Denver. Get a little job, meet a boring boy, make some friends. Because in this town, your career is over. You're done.
Why are you doing this to me? I'm a good person.
You know who else was a good person? Monica Lewinsky. And she was telling the truth, but she still got destroyed.
Zousers. I actually had a moment where I was like, this lady's mean. What the heck? Like, I want to be rooting for you, but I'm not sure you're the good guy at this point of the program anyway.
Well, again, it's one of the really fun things about this show because I think in life it's never quite that simple that there's always a good guy and a bad guy, and that the show is mostly about human beings trying to do the best they can but being complicated and interesting, layered, real
people. And, of course, we've seen several movie actresses come to TV in the last few years. I'm wondering what the transition has been like for you.
It's been really fun for me. It's been tough because it's a different level of work. You know, I remember one day talking to my mom and her saying, what is the big deal? You work 16, 17-hour days on movies all the time. And I had to explain that it's three times the number of pages, though, on television.
It sounds very dense, the amount of fast talking, and it's a lot of talking.
Yeah, it is. We call it scandal pace. And I would often get these scripts and go, oh my goodness, this speech is two pages long.
So if the show takes off, you ready to commit for a couple years to television?
I mean, I can't imagine a more exciting prospect. I'm very drawn to diversity and experience in my work. And so I am excited that, you know, in the hiatus from the TV show, I'm doing a film right now and I have a few films coming out. And I
hope is this next... Django Unchained with Quentin Tarantino?
Yes. Yeah.
We have our eye on that film.
So I just hope to continue to be able to do lots of different things. But having Scandal as my artistic professional home base would be really fun.
Well, Kerry Washington, thank you so much for opening up to us and talking about the show.
Thank you so much. This is a, you know, for a kid who's grown up listening to NPR, this is a dream come true.
That's actress Kerry Washington. She stars in the new drama Scandal, which debuts tonight on ABC.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.